This is the latest world news from the BBC. At least one person has been shot dead in the Iranian city of Zahedan as anti-government protests continue in the country. State media said the identity of the attackers wasn't known, but human rights groups say the security forces opened fire on demonstrators. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has urged all parties to renew the deal on Ukrainian grain exports, which is due to expire next month. His spokesman also called for the removal of any blocks on exports of Russian grain and fertilizer. Millions of tons of grain have been exported since the deal was signed in July. A severe tropical storm is continuing to make its way across the Philippines, killing dozens of people. Nalgae has caused floods and landslides in southern areas. Reports of the number of dead vary, but a disaster agency spokesman said the figure was more than 70. The storm is expected to keep moving over the Bicol region until Saturday afternoon, before heading towards the capital, Manila. One of the pioneers of rock and roll, the US singer Jerry Lee Lewis, has died. He was aged 87. His larger-than-life performances were overshadowed by his scandalous life.
Whole lot of shaking, great balls of fire. In the 50s, rock and roll was the devil's music, and public enemy number one was Jerry Lee Lewis. Of course, he was used to scandal. His career had first fallen apart when it was at its peak in the late 50s. On a tour of Britain, he brought his new wife. This, the third of seven marriages, brought outrage. Myra Gale Brown was his cousin, his 13-year-old cousin. But it was far from the end of his career. He went on to reinvent himself as a country star. He was still performing in his 70s.
BBC News.